And on this gorgeous looking Saturday morning, let's head on down to Shell Beach and talk to Robbie Campo. And Robbie, this is the kind of day that a fisherman prays for. If you ain't fishing today, you're missing. How'd it go this week?
Well, you know, Don, you are exactly correct. Because today is the day that sets the stage for fall fishing. And, you know, you don't get many days where you have, the perfect alignment of the stars, where you have no wind, you got good tide movement, and, you know, and the water temperatures are coming down. This past week, Don, you know, we had some stiff northeast winds, but that did not stop the fish from biting. You know, all through the week was good fishing. Yesterday was pretty decent. It wasn't as good yesterday as it was earlier in the week, but nevertheless, you know, you got everything lined up today. You got good tide movement, and, you know, water temperatures are, you know, what we're always looking for here in that mid-70s range. So if you're not fishing today, you're missing the boat, man, because it's going to be some fun fishing today. Some people asking, where do we go? Where do we go start fishing at this time of the year? Pick it. If you fish Delacroix, go to Delacroix. If you fish out of Hope Bay, go to Hope Bay. If you fish out of Shell Beach, come to Shell Beach. If you want to fish Chalmette up by Bybee Avenue, fish Bybee Avenue. It doesn't matter. The fish are biting in all of your fall fishing spots. Now is the time to get yourself up going, get the boat moving, make sure that everything's good to go, get fishing. This is it. This is what we wait for. This is the time of the year, and it's happening as we speak.
Yep, no bugs, nice moderate temperatures, no wind. Man, it just doesn't get any better than that, and it's going to be a lot of sunshine out there, and you can get a really good trip in today. Robbie, has it been mostly redfish or speckled trout or a combination, whatever you want?
Don, it's been mixed bags. It's if you're fishing up the channel, you know, towards Chalmette, you know, you're getting some freshwater catfish mixed in there up in that intercoastal area. You're getting white trout. You're getting speckled trout. If you're coming down this way, it's a mixture between speckled trout and white trout around the Shell Beach area here. If you're going to the Long Rocks, you're going to get that mixed bag with some puppy drums, some redfish, some, you know, speckled trout, white trout mixture. Up in the Biloxi Marsh is more or less redfish and trout. If you're going out over the oyster reefs in Lawson Bay area, Lake Eugene, you're going to get white trout mixed up in there. Same thing if you switch over to the south side, going to Lake Robin, Lake Coquille area. You know, you're going to get a mixture of that whites and specks over there. Back up in that interior marsh behind Delacroix back there, it's been mostly red. So things are happening, Don. It's just you can't ask for better fishing than it is right now, and now is the time. So we got plenty of bait in the tanks. We're stocked up. We're waiting on you to get here. All you got to do is hook the left at the bridge and come on down, see us at Campos, and we're gonna get you in the water, get you going, and get you whatever you need, and you got to go catch the fish.
Robbie, we need to remind people flounder closures coming up. You can keep them and catch them this weekend, but starting Tuesday, they're going to be off limit till the end of November.
That is exactly correct, and that'll be done, you know, from October the 15th to November the 30th. We're starting to see, you know, and I know wildlife knows when these things are going to start to migrate or do whatever they do. But it just always seems funny that they close it at the best time of the year. We've seen more flounders caught in the last week than we've seen all summer. So, you only got a couple more days left of that. And then, you know, then it's going to be shut down to November the 30th. We don't want you to get no trouble. So pencil that in and make sure you have that, and you have that noted. You don't want to get no trouble.
Yeah, you know, well, it wouldn't make good biological sense to do the closure when nobody's catching them. You know, the peak time when you catch them, it contributes to preserving more of them. And the whole purpose is to allow those females to escape offshore where they do spawn. And so far, it seems like it's working because the flounder fishing has gotten better just over the past couple of years, and it hadn't been in effect that long.
Well, you know, Don, right after when it was spraying this when they were spraying this Corexit, you know, sinking this oil or BP spill, I thought the flounder was going to be history. And the amount that I saw dead floating in those rafts of fish out there, you know, along with everything else, but the flounders mostly, you know, I thought we were going to lose them. And for a very long time, you didn't see hardly any. So these, you know, sometimes, you know, I know people, they gripe about it, but you had to see what was going on at the time to know why they do, the wildlife fisheries is doing what they do, you know, we're closing this down. It's not because they don't want you to catch them. They need them to rebound, and that's exactly what's happening. So, you know, I really did. I thought we were going to lose the species, the whole thing. But, you know, they have rebounded. They're coming back, and I think this is something that wildlife will probably look at in the future here to maybe, you know, loosen the regulations a little bit, or either maybe just take it away, you know, where you know, lift the regulations, I should say. So, but it is helping.
I believe you're right. Robbie, thanks so much for the report, and I know you're going to be a busy guy down there. A lot of people are going to be fishing today with these conditions, and hope they do well, and we'll check in with you next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later, Don. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
All righty. Robbie Campo, our field reporter down at Shell Beach, where he manages Campo's Marina.